Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, April 27, 2020. This morning I will talk about leading out of meekness. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty Father, we give thanks for the gift of faith and the call into ministry that reaches out to our families, friends, and beyond. Guard our hearts in times of weakness, hardship, and temptation. Keep our minds sharp that we might offer you our praise with clarity, coherence, and dedication, not tainted by vain desires, cultural confusion, or subtle idolatries. Grant us a spirit of meekness, a spirit of humility, seated deeply in our character, not loosely held, superficially worn, or overshadowed by cherished sins. Place in us hearts eager to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. Give us the assurance of your providence so that we may offer sacrificial hospitality to those around us. In the face of suffering, make your Holy Spirit especially visible so that we may not fail in our ministry due to temptations to be relevant, powerful, or spectacular in the eyes of those in our care. In the strong name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. Amen. In Revelation 7:17, we read, "For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them into springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Meekness marks a natural leader, yet few aspire to be meek. As Henry Nouwen observes, "Christian leadership is not leadership of power and control, but a leadership of powerlessness and humility in which a suffering servant of God, Jesus Christ, is made manifest." Like the one who sent him, the ideal Christian leader is meek, but meekness also creates tension within us, between us, and with God, to which we will now turn. For church leaders, the Apostle Paul advises elders and deacons to pursue fruits of the Spirit, such as righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness, where gentle is a good synonym for meek. In pursuing fruits like meekness, however, success is not easy to obtain. Even Paul points to inner tension. "For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do what I want, but the evil that I do not want is what I keep on doing." This is Romans 7:18-19. As with any fruit of the Spirit, progress in obtaining weakness requires the intervention of the Holy Spirit. "Isn't meekness a personal attribute?" a friend recently inquired. "How can you be meek when you are responsible for other people?" One response is that modeling weakness creates space in our lives for other people, which is foundation for servant leadership. For his time in prison, for example, Bonhoeffer continued to function sacrificially as a pastor offering counsel to other inmates and even the prison guards. When offered an opportunity to escape from prison, Bonhoeffer refused to leave because escaping would put his family outside prison and his ministry inside prison at risk. Sacrificial leadership can also be risky, painful, and yet unappreciated, as the Apostle Paul writes. "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show what a surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed but not driven to despair, persuaded but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies." This is 2 Corinthians 4:7-10. Several levels of meekness may need to be developed. Sacrificial leadership can also lead to the cross. For a moment of weakness and despair on the cross, Jesus cried, my God, why have you forsaken me?" This is Mark 15:34. These words are taken from Psalm 22:1 that later ends in praise. "You who fear the Lord, praise him." Emptied of our despair, we are able to turn to God in praise. We can lead in meekness even in the face of suffering, in part because the story does not end in suffering. Just as the cross of Jesus is followed by the resurrection of Christ, when we share in his suffering, we know that we also will share in his victory. As the Apostle Paul writes, "O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" Because our future is in Christ, today we can embrace Christ's meekness. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.